Happy Sabbath to you. One day in February of 1993, Ramzi Yousaf drove a Ryder truck into one of the underground parking lots at the World Trade Center. In the back of his truck, he had 1,500 pounds of explosives, and when the bomb went off, the whole building shook. The bomb exploded and created this crater 100 feet wide, and it ripped through five floors of the structure. It sent acrid, black, ugly smoke curling up the stairwells. Well, up on the 88th floor, there was a disabled woman sitting in her wheelchair. And as she felt the building shudder, she said, "How am I going to get out of here?" But there were two men working there in her office who said, "We will go with you. We will take you to safety." So the three of them entered the dark stairwell and began to make their way down floor by floor by floor. And after a while, their strength simply gave out. It was the three of them, the two men, the lady, her wheelchair. So when their strength gave out, one man said, "You take the wheelchair, I'll take the lady." So they made their way down several more floors until they were so tired they could not go on like this. The lady sat there on the steps and she said, "Look, you guys go on ahead. If there's been a fire, things are just going to get worse. If there's been a bombing, there could be a second one. You guys go on ahead." And they said, "No, we will stay with you. We will go with you all the way." So the woman sat down on those steps and she just scooched down step by step by step as the men hovered over her and protected her from the stampeding crowds making their way down the steps. And finally they emerged at the bottom. They were among the last to come out. But those men had seen that woman through all the way. They had stayed with her the full distance. Now you and I live in a world that has been bombed out and terrorized by an enemy. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is this: is there a Savior who will go the full distance for us? Do we have a Savior who will go the whole way and see us through? And the answer is yes. Praise God, the answer is yes. We have a Savior who, first of all, entered our skin. He became a man in this marvelous mystery that we call the incarnation. He stood tall in our bones. He moved about with our muscles. He thought his thoughts with our brain. He felt our feelings and our emotions with his neurons and with our neurons and with our hormones. He was not just half man and half God. He was fully God and fully man. Not 50-50, but 100-100. Try to wrap your brain around that one. He truly became one of us. But he didn't stop there. Jesus also entered our society. Now, when he came and stepped onto the world stage, he did not come with royal robes on, nor did he sit behind a governor's oak desk, nor did he come across as a flamboyant millionaire tycoon. I mean, he was born in absolute poverty. He had nothing. Even in his life and ministry, he had no place he could call his home. He had no place to go. All he could do was go from place to place to place and connect with the people there. Marvelous relationships that he developed. Our Lord exchanged the society of heaven and angels for the likes of you and me. He truly entered our society. What's more, Jesus entered our religion. Our religion, rife with all of its boring rituals and its dirty politics and its two-faced hypocrisy. He entered our religion in its tendencies to veer off into the ditches of legalism and cheap grace. He came and he met us right where we are, even though we are far more concerned about forms than we are about essence. And he confronted that kind of religion. He said, "There is no way with your slick formulas and your strong efforts you're going to pull through. You're just not going to make it all on your own, no matter how hard you try. All you can do is put your trust in me, and I will take you all the way through." But Jesus went even further. The question we have to ask ourselves is, would he go all the way? Would he go right to the bottom with us? Would he even enter our death? And the answer comes streaming to us from Calvary's cross, where he died in our place, where he paid the penalty for our sin, where he experienced total separation from the Father, when he paid the ultimate price for our salvation. And because of Jesus' gift to us from Calvary's cross, we have hope and we can face anything. The good news today is that when Jesus rose from the grave, he reached his mighty arm back into the grave and he brought us with him. Just think of it. We have life in Christ, the abundant life in the world here and now, and eternal life in heaven to come. All that is ours when we are in Jesus Christ. When we are in Christ, the frailty of our flesh and the dysfunction of our society and the futility of our religion and the defeat of our death become a thing of the past, because all things are new when we are in Christ. I wanted you to think of it in terms of my church bulletin. It's tucked here in my Bible, and everywhere my Bible goes, my bulletin goes with it. Now, let's suppose I were to wrap this thing up and ship it to Johannesburg or Sao Paulo or some exotic place like that. What would happen to that piece of paper? It goes everywhere my Bible goes. And everything that happens to this book happens to this piece of paper in here too. And so it is when we are in Jesus Christ. Everywhere Jesus goes, we go. Everything that happens to Jesus happens to us. And that's good news, because when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, our old life died. When Jesus rose from the grave, we rose to victory with him. When Jesus ascended into heavenly places, we went right along. When Jesus sat down at the Father's right hand and all of heaven became his, all of heaven became ours as well. And when Jesus comes again for us, we will go home and spend eternity with him. All that is ours when we are in Jesus Christ. And so today we have every reason to celebrate. Every reason to celebrate the passion of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, his high priestly ministry for us in the heavenly sanctuary, his promise to come soon for us, and the assurance that we will gather around heaven's table to celebrate communion with Jesus Christ as our grand host. I'm looking forward to that day. And today, we have this marvelous opportunity to embrace that promise in a dramatic, hands-on, kinesthetic kind of way as we wash each other's feet, as we gather around the table here, as we eat the bread and drink the wine. Through these tangible elements, we can reach out and bring Christ into our lives in a special new way and celebrate the fact that we have a God who went the full distance for us, a God who went all the way for us. I want to go with a God like that. How about you? Amen. So today we're going to separate. The gentlemen will move to the room immediately behind us, the ladies in the primary room, and we'll have family foot washing in the multi-purpose room. And then we encourage you to make your way back into the sanctuary where we will celebrate the Lord's Supper together. Let's pray. Oh God, how grateful we are for this marvelous gift that we have in Jesus Christ. Nothing held back, everything given for our salvation. And our hearts are just filled with this profound gratitude. And today we worship you because you love us and you've provided everything for our salvation. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.